This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, Michael, it's going to be a fun show today. We got to talk about, I am going to talk about last night. They were so much fun, Michael. World Cup games, a blast. I'm in. I'm having a good time. We got another game that's already started right now. Don't be watching while you're listening to the show, or you can watch it, but just mute it, because we got a lot to talk about. World Cup Monday night. We'll get into it. Nuggets stuff, of course. Is it a reality that Jamal Murray could be traded for Jaylen Brown, or is it all smoke and mirrors? Weird story from Trey McBride, too. Former CSU stud tight end, now stud NFL Arizona Cardinal tight end. Spencer Smith will join us, talk about the Rockies. They're not going to trade Hunter Goodman, are they? We got a lot to get to. Interesting clip of the day, too, about Caitlin Clark. It's the whole show. And you know what, Mike? It starts right now. Here today. I am Brady Hull, and that is Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. And Michael, Monday night, it was a lot of fun. I mean, every single game came down to the wire. The Brazil-Japan game was amazing. Brazil scored late to win 2-1. Germany and Paraguay, like 1-1. We go into the extras, the 2 15-minute halves or whatever you want to call it, of overtime or extra time. I'm still figuring it out. And I probably never will, because I'll watch the World Cup and then probably go away for a while. But I'm having fun right now. And then Netherlands and Morocco was a great game last night. So, wow, the storylines. I still don't know, like, what's a tackle, because sometimes they take them out and they don't call anything, and other times they look like they do the exact same thing, and then they don't call any, or they do call something. So I'm confused by that. The water breaks, the hydration breaks are kind of fascinating, and again, because they're in warmer climates, they need more water break. Was that just a way for them to sell more advertising, though? That's what I wonder, because they actually do go to a commercial break. So I'm still confused about what I'm watching. But the game is actually, I'm saying this right now as a non-soccer fan, the game is actually very entertaining. It's a lot of fun. It seems like, yo, they just, too big of a field, they just take forever to do anything. But the moments leading up to when they actually get in a scoring situation, when they actually get closer to the net, watching how they just kind of go in layers and work it down closer and closer, it's actually enjoyable. So if you just open up your eyes a little bit, Mike, you'd be having some fun with the rest of us. But instead, you're watching who knows what. But I'm telling you, there's some good sports on the tube, and it's a blast of a time.
You're talking about the future when the football season starts, right? Football and hockey and basketball.
Football is going on right now. It's a world sport, Mike.
No, it's not really a sport.
Explain it to me like I'm five, that why it's not a sport. Because you're this weird person that if it's not the Broncos and it's not the Avalanche, it's not a sport. So explain to me why soccer, these dudes are the most fit athletes probably ever, are working in unison to get a ball into a net with a goalie in front of it. Sounds a lot like hockey. Yet,
only hockey's entertaining.
Yeah, this is entertaining. And I think a lot of people that are enjoying this would disagree with you. If you actually just give it a chance, it's actually fun.
Why? Oh, I fell. Oh, no, I'm so hurt.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, before you open your mouth, like, you got to do what I did. I watched one game and I thought that way. The next, like, seven games I watched, it's not as bad. So before you play tough guy back there and, oh, I watch it and this is what... How many minutes have you watched of the World Cup?
I have not wasted my time.
So you're not educated when you say, oh, they flop all the time. What are you basing that off of? When's the last soccer game that you actually watched?
I watched kids play soccer.
So you're basing it off of children. You haven't actually watched the World Cup. You haven't actually watched professional soccer. So when you say it's not good, Hooligans, let me tell you, he has no idea what he's talking about because he hasn't actually watched it. That's like me saying Seinfeld's a bad sitcom. No, I actually tried to watch it and it's bad. But if I were just to say it's bad because I know you like it and I didn't watch it, then I wouldn't have a leg to stand on. But it actually is fun and you're not watching it and you have never watched it. So you can't tell me they flop all the time. You're taking something I said 2 weeks ago. Where one game I didn't like how Paraguay was playing, and then I watched Japan play, and I thought differently, and since then I've watched a lot of others. Is there flopping? Sure. But, dude, you get a cleat scraping up against your ankle pretty much every time you touch the ball. You're going to go down for a while. You're going to go down for a while. Is it extreme in some cases? Absolutely. But for the most part, I can bypass it. Faith says, the games last night were exciting and amazing. Running pretty much nonstop for 2 hours plus is insane while kicking a ball and strategizing. Yes, it's a really good sport. Now, again, I think having Team USA in this makes it all a little more interesting for us. But, and I can't say that I'll watch much beyond the World Cup. I mean, we're seeing the best of the best play worldwide. So that is, I mean, that's pretty special. It's pretty fun. And the cultural aspect of it, too, I think is fascinating. But I will say this, Mike, let's get to the good, the bad. Before you say anything else that's going to make me mad, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, visit fmsbank.com/KFKA. Here it is. You ready for this one? The good shootouts in soccer. The bad shootouts in soccer. The ugly shootouts in soccer. Mike, if you're bored, you know where the door is. Get what's his face back up here. Get the intern back up here.
Intern, get back up here.
I'm telling you, man, if I'm not talking Broncos or Avs, you're just like, where are you? Where's your brain?
I listened to the entire show yesterday. You were talking about the Nuggets.
And you say, oh, I don't watch basketball either. You're like totally that guy. That's like, if I don't watch it, listen, I'm not pushing it on you. I'm just saying, if you're going to have an opinion like you do and say it's a communist sport, it's not a sport, it's all this, if you're going to have that strong of an opinion, then you have to give it 5 minutes. You can't be walking around saying it's awful if you haven't given it 5 minutes in the past 10 plus years. That's all I'm saying. That's
so
the ugly, ugly
minutes,
today.
If I watch 5 minutes of that,
try to watch.
It's terrible, then.
Then you can give your opinion.
My opinion that it is a not sport.
No, it's. I mean, I won't accept your opinion. It's not a sport. I'm sorry. I know you're the lead spokesperson of athletes and how they should look and how they should play as you guzzle down your Mountain Dew. But tell me why it's not a sport. I've asked you this and you can't tell me.
It's so dumb that it is not a sport.
How is it dumb? The concept is very much like your beloved hockey. So how is it dumb?
I think people overplay how much running there is. There's a lot of jogging.
Oh, my gosh. Faith, help Hooligans. Help me out here. Yes, it's a lot of jogging, but it's a lot of sprinting, too. Nobody's saying they're sprinting nonstop. It's running. Jogging, running, whatever, they're running. You go out for a run, you're going out for a jog. So that's the reason it's not a sport. Is because they don't run and sprint the whole time. They jog a lot. Hockey players have like 4 minute intervals and then they're out. These guys are running up and down the field
like
4 million times.
These guys are just wearing shorts, a shirt, and special shoes.
What are we doing here, guys? Faith says, Micah, can you do it? No, he can't. He sits on his little couch back there. He's like the guy that gets on and sees, you know, watches a movie, and he's like, yeah, she ain't that good looking. It's like, dude, she's like a five-star actress. Oh, my gosh. And Go Pokes is joining you because Go Pokes is like, I only want to watch Wyoming football. Sorry, Go Pokes. You're getting in this now. I got to get after you. Soccer is a waste of a good football player. It's also a lot of flopping, acting, and complaining. I mean, is there some of that? There is some of that. But that's to say that's all it is, and I thought that very same thing. Now, I didn't knock it like Michael did. Our friend Kevin Lytle comes in here once a week during the season. We talk to him all the time, and he loves soccer, and I don't care. I'm just not into it, and I'm like, well, that's cool that you like it, man. I just can't. It's not my thing. And then you're, of course, the Mr. Negative and how extremely bad it is. It's just not my thing. And now it's cool. I like it. And actually, I said up until today, somebody said, Brady, the only reason you're getting into soccer more is because you know Michael hates it. I was like, no, actually, Michael hasn't been, he's been annoying in a lot of ways, but not about soccer for this.
That's because most people don't mention that not a sport.
What do you mean most people don't mention not a sport?
Like most people, like you,
that's
you come
literally...
in and you're like, oh, they're wearing a Broncos shirt, they're wearing a Rocky shirt, they're wearing Nuggets, Avalanche. You can talk about
they're
that.
They're called jerseys.
You, they don't come in wearing boring soccer stuff.
Who doesn't?
Just people.
Okay, so since they don't wear soccer jerseys, it's not a since fans don't wear them, that's not a sport? I'm just trying to keep track. Just trying to
no,
keep up.
No, I don't talk about that with them because they're not wearing their soccer stuff. There's
sometimes no... people just wear normal human clothes and don't look like they're going to a sports memorabilia, you know, Comic-Con every day, Micah. Some people actually just wear normal clothes and come to work here. But if
I'm
they
wearing
do,
normal clothes.
You look like you just got done with being at the Broncos shop and you just got a great deal on a t-shirt and a hat.
Great deal on a t-shirt and a hat. These are expensive.
Okay.
The NFL overcharges.
Okay. See, and this is what Eastside Chris says. A super co-host would have a knowledge of many aspects of different sports, then be able to represent his or her respectable opinions. That is why, thus, you are not the co-host.
I am an okay
You watch
okay
two
co-host.
Sports. You watch the Avalanche and you watch the Broncos. And then, and if we talk about anything else, it's, oh, that's not a sport.
When have I said that basketball is not a sport?
You say it's not. It's barely a sport. You've literally said it's barely a sport.
Yeah, some of that's because you like it so much, and also like the defense.
Most of our audience, most of the audience likes basketball. Most of our audience likes basketball.
Oh, I like college basketball.
Most normal. When's the last college basketball game you watched, Mike? Oh, okay. To be fair,
I watched UNC in the playoffs.
Yeah, you did watch UNC, but it wasn't playoffs.
It's a playoffs tournament. Whatever.
Tournament. It's a Big Sky Conference tournament. I'm just saying, it's you don't have to watch it, but don't belittle it by saying it's not a sport. I think that's the most irritating thing, is just calling something with a you saying it, covering it with a blanket, and that's what you tend to do. And I, for one, was like, I gave it a try. I didn't like it. Then I watched again on Saturday because Derb said not every team plays like that, man. So I listened to him, and I got into it. There are other teams. There are other teams that play differently. And if you watch, you kind of get characteristics of different teams, just like you do football. People that watch football might watch, who's a team that's really boring in the NFL?
The Jets.
They might watch the Jets and the Browns and go, this is what you guys like? But then they might see Bo Nix running around the next Sunday and go, all right, he's fun to watch. Lamar
what a great
Jackson,
fourth quarter.
Holy cow! Thank you, Mike. Lamar Jackson, wow, the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment. They might say that. You know, you watch basketball. There was the 2010s Utah Jazz that were just really boring to watch. They would bring you down to their level and make it a really boring basketball game. But then you watch other teams and it's like, whoa, this is I watch Steph Curry launch threes all day. Faith, yes, get him. If it's not your cup of tea, I feel like then just say it's not your cup of tea, but to diminish someone's talent and hard work is just wrong.
I'm not saying that they're not working hard and that they don't have talent.
But you're saying it's not a sport. You're saying it's not a sport. That's, you know, that's wrong, right? Like, that's diminishing what they do. Guarantee you wouldn't tell one of these soccer players that comes in here, if we ever get one of these studs in here, you wouldn't tell them it's not a sport.
I would.
And you would probably need to go look and see if McDonald's is still hiring. Because that's like the worst thing you could do, the most disrespectful thing you could do. I'm serious. Like, Faith, a co-host has to provide a bit more insight other than they don't like it or it's not a sport. If you explain to me why it's not a sport, you still haven't done that. Because they say it's running, it's jogging.
Well,
okay?
It's just, it's so dumb that it
so dumb.
Cannot be a sport. I don't care if it involves a ball and it's kind of like hockey. It's just so dumb and boring. Unless you're watching kids do it and they don't know how to play soccer and they keep...
And you've said this
like,
before. You're seriously saying you'd rather
ball.
Watch kindergartners play soccer than you would rather watch the world's greatest soccer players play soccer. You know, you make my argument. I mean, can just sit
like,
back and let you destroy yourself.
When like they don't know how to play it and they're just
yeah,
all
yeah, that's entertaining.
At it.
Yeah, that's riveting. Let's go watch little Billy run around in circles. Love your kids. Faith says, it's like us saying original score writers are worthless and not musicians, or they don't know music. Yeah, they just write music for movies. They don't actually perform for regular people to listen to. It's always got to have a movie around it.
What are you talking about? Ramin Djawadi and Hans Zimmer have gone on world tours.
Nobody knows what that is.
Ramin Djawadi, he's the one who did the music to Game of Thrones.
Great.
Very, very well done. And also Hans Zimmer's done many
great
movies.
Great.
They're not
like AC/DC though, you know, because freaking AC/DC makes you feel something and they're bumping, man. These guys are artsy and they're not, that's not real music. That's not real music, bro. That's just violins and playing to the action of a movie. That's not real music though. You know what I mean?
Both are real music.
No, one is music and the other one's not, because they do it differently than AC/DC. So that one's not music, clearly. See what I'm doing? See what I'm doing, Mike? I am reverse psychologizing you or something. I'm not sure. But I'm doing something to you. And you get it. That's how
I
it feels.
I get that we both like different forms of music. And
but
I do
you
like
can't
ACDs.
Say, you can't just say, I don't like soccer. Therefore, it's not a sport. It is a sport. Just like saying track and field's not a sport.
It's an athletic event.
Oh, my gosh. So soccer's an athletic event.
I mean, you're doing things athletically. It's just
there's
really
no arguing with this person. There's no arguing with this person. Faith, and soccer players play in the World Cup. It's the World Cup, man. Yeah, I know. Faith, Brady will never win this argument. LOL, he's getting your blood pressure up for no reason. I know, and it's just annoying to me. Like, here I am. It's June 30th. Do I want to watch the Rockies try hard? Or do I want to watch something I've never experienced before? I choose to watch this. That's what I'm having fun with. And this is a sports talk show. We talk 3 hours of sports every single day. So every night, I do watch sports. I you know, there's occasions. Like yesterday was my lovely wife and I's 14th year anniversary. So we will do something else. We'll watch different stuff. And if my wife at any time, other than like certain sports, like Nuggets, Broncos, that kind of stuff, playoffs, if my wife's like, Brady, you've been watching way too many. Can we watch something? You know, I'm like, hell yeah, we'll do what you know, I'll record it, I'll do something. But she's very content sitting there working on her computer, doing whatever while I'm watching a lot of this stuff. And sometimes she enjoys some of it. But it's not like, we're watching sports in this house kind of thing. But in summer, if my wife's like, I'm bored, I don't really want to do anything, I don't care, you can watch whatever, I'm going to put the World Cup on. I had the Rockies game on my phone, watching some of that, but this is highly entertaining. It really is. So, be nice, Mike. Can you just be nice for once in your life?
Maybe. Faith, you're doing a great job.
Oh, I think Faith is over you right now. I think Faith is tired. I got some breaking news, though. You don't need to play the thing. We had one of our guys that was competing for the hot dog eating contest. That's happening Friday at 1 o'clock at Big City Roadhouse. Just backed out. So I need another contestant. And I know one of our Hall of Famers, Aaron, said he was challenge accept. You said that. I need a hooligan. Nay, I need a Hall of Famer to step up to the challenge. We need somebody to fill the spot. It's tough to fill these spots, especially when we had this guy booked for a long time, and then here we, this morning, we got the update that he's not going to be able to do it. It's hard to find somebody the weekend of July 4th that doesn't already have plans, so I get that, but we got to fill the roster. So is there anybody? It's free entry, and if you happen to win, you get free food for a year from Big City Roadhouse.
Do what Texas A&M did with the 12th man back in the day. Oh, we have an injury, and then someone comes out of the stands. Just pick someone from the restaurant and say, you, I have confidence.
What if we did
you.
It like they did in the movie that we reviewed last week, Invincible? And I'm Dick Vermeil, and I'm like, we're holding open tryouts because we don't have good enough hot dog eaters. We need open tryouts. So who's going to be my is it Vince? Who's going to be my Vince Papale? Who's
going to be my Papale? Bruce. It's going to be Brian because Brian's going
to
beat you.
Brian's already in, but I need someone to try out for the team right now. Try out for the game. Go up against the greatest athletes in Northern Colorado.
I'd help you out, but I will be here all day.
I don't think you would enter it.
No, I'd enter into it for the free hot dog.
Well, that's not how it works, Mike. So please, I don't want you just to enter to get free food. I want you to enter and actually try. You know,
I mean, I would try, but Mr. Athlete
over there is already like, I'd do it for free hot dogs and not actually compete. But soccer's not a sport. Eastside Chris, Micah has one good point. Soccer for five-year-olds can be great. Let them run around and come home and crash. Can we fly in hubs? Yeah, it's a little kid activity, sure. But so is watching them play baseball or football or basketball. And it wears them out, and they crash, hopefully, right? I'm just saying. Open up your eyes a little bit, and you'd be amazed at what you'd see. You'd be amazed, Mike.
I don't think it would change my mind.
Probably not. You're a very rigid person.
I mean, I was like this when I was a kid, and we were watching soccer
started?
At someone's house. I'm like, what is this? I'm rooting for America by default, but like this is very boring.
You're kind of rooting against America if you think about it.
No, I'm rooting. It's like a farting contest between some people who are good
right,
at
that's
it.
Enough.
Like,
I don't
I'm
need...
rooting for yeah, America to be the best.
Cut it off. Cut it off there. All right, coming up, we got to talk about more of this Jamal Murray, Jaylen Brown thing. And I just think there's a little bit more to it than a lot of people want to give in here. I think nationally there's a perception of Jamal Murray that's just not real. We see locally the real story around Jamal. And for some reason, Denver Nuggets fans are forgetting this. This is not an indictment or this, you know, hey, Jamal's the reason. But you can't have your best two players be your worst two players defensively. And if it's just that, then that's what you need to fix. And Joker ain't going anywhere. We'll get into that. Also, top stories of the day, some Supreme Court news. The Blazers made a big-time move. And LeBron James, he's coming back, but not to the Lakers. 28 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
The summer months can be busy. Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Can keep my hands on myself.
And I have done well trying to keep the soccer talk to just like a segment because I know it's killing you inside. So we could talk. I got a lot more details on the games I watched last night. But
it's killing me inside.
But I'm not going to do it because I what is the word? What is it, Mike?
Hot dog.
Lie? I can't even. Just won't come out of my mouth. I can't say it. Anyway, I'm helping you out, Mike. I'm helping you out. But we need somebody else to enter the hot dog eating contest. Yeah, we do. We need somebody to step up to the plate. So even if it's not you and you're listening right now, if you know of anybody that might be willing, free entry. You just got to be there around 12:30 at Big City Roadhouse on Friday. And this is cool, too. Want to shout out to Shamrock. They are donating the hot dogs from Prairie Creek. It's a Shamrock brand. They'll be donating the hot dogs. And these are all beef hot dogs. So this might change a few people's minds. I don't know. It's an all-beef hot dog that we're going to be stuffing our faces with on Friday. Did you hear that, Mike? It's all-beef. All-beef hot dogs.
I prefer all miscellaneous hot dogs.
I think they're going to just taste like hot dogs, to be honest with you.
I don't know what's in a regular hot dog.
I don't care.
Know what's in a nugget. I know it's just the rest of the animal.
Does it bother you, though?
No, it tastes good.
Yeah, I don't care.
It could have arsenic in it, and I'm like, I would still weigh the consequences.
Yeah. Maybe that would be a little, that'd be pushing it a little bit. But
this pizza is poisoned, but boy, does it taste good.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough for you. But man, Big City Roadhouse is going to be so much fun. Come out and meet the fellas. The gang's going to be out there. Brian Gary, of course, is throwing down the gauntlet. He's going to challenge me to this. And then, of course, Tanner Schwint and Derbs will be broadcasting this. The whole show will be live and on site, 11 to 2. We'll probably talk some sports and get into the week's activities and such. But we're also going to be at 1 o'clock. They're going to be broadcasting the first ever. You might have to work some fancy feet moves on that, Mike. Because if it starts right at 1, you might have to. This is a pull back the curtain meeting. But you might have to cut in a little sooner. You might have to work your magic.
I'm sorry, I'm unable to do that.
What if we brought you one of our hot dogs?
How about they go on my, like, they're like, okay, Micah is ready.
All right, that's enough of that.
We'll go now.
That's enough of that. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. Coming up, I want to talk about Jamal Murray, Jaylen Brown, and just, it's the same thing I had. I'm trying not to sound like a cocky piece of crap right now, Mike. Did Denver media not watch the same stuff that I watch? Do they not? Do I get different games? Because you guys are like, Bo Nix is the second coming of Elway. Jamal Murray, you shouldn't trade him. He's had his best year and he doesn't disappear. That's not a real thing. He's not inconsistent. Are we watching the same stuff? I don't know. Maybe it cuts out when he fades away. Like when Jamal starts, thanks, Go Pokes. Why aren't you coming down for this? You come down, I'll buy you a beer, Go Pokes. I haven't met him. One of our Hall of Famers from Wyoming, I haven't met him yet. So come down, I'll buy you a beer. But you can't say those kind of things. Well, you know the jokes are good. You enter a hot dog eating contest, right, Mike? There's going to be jokes.
There's going to be jokes. Micah jokes or bad jokes?
What's the difference?
I mean, my jokes are great.
Was that a joke? I can't tell anymore. Was that a joke that you just told?
No, that's serious.
Okay.
90% of people agree with me.
Is this one right now a joke? I can't tell. Seriously. Just all I hear is Michael talking. Like, that could be a joke. It could be a really good one, but I don't get it.
You're not at my level of comedy.
That one's a joke.
I have a high level of comedy.
That's got to be a joke.
My comedy is just, it's so
that's gotta
unique
be a joke.
And great and yeah. Versatile. Like you're just too inside the box, and I'm sorry that you are. You're too inside the box to appreciate the high-quality genius humor.
I hate so much about the things you choose to be on a daily basis. Coming up, let's talk about it. Jamal Murray for Jaylen Brown. There will be other things involved, but would you do it? And I want to discuss why I truly do feel, after a day to cool off, I do feel Nikola Jokic is using this as a little bit of a, I'm going to see what you guys do. And Nuggets fans don't want to hear that. because they want to picture Nikola Jokic as the company man, for better or worse, the company man. And I do love that. I do. But I'll tell you right now, there was a part of me that wished Todd Helton would have got out of Colorado. Go win something. He had a phenomenal career with the Rockies, but then go win something for a year or two, or go at least try to win something. Now, the Nuggets are a playoff team, as long as he's there. But this ownership group, the Kroenkes, they owe it to Joker. And Josh Kroenke said, as long as they have Nikola Jokic on this team, they will be going all in every year. So that means you pay the luxury tax. You get into the second apron.
Well, Brady, it messes with your chances to make trades throughout the year.
If you make the moves now that you like, you don't need to make a ton of moves that hardly work out anyway for some teams. For some, I get it. It does, like the Knicks. But for the Nuggets, to result in a championship is what I'm talking about. 38 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I've heard the argument, too, for the Nuggets. Like, why would you trade away Jamal Murray? Ball handling was the biggest issue for the Nuggets last year. Now, ball handling will get worse if you do trade Jamal Murray. I mean, Jaylen Brown has a hard time probably going left. He's not a point guard. But if you maybe they won't be done if they make a trade for Jaylen Brown, and they could find a serviceable point guard. They don't have to have... You're going to have Jaylen Brown and Nikola Jokic. You don't necessarily need... You're going to have two stud players again. You'd still have two stud players. So you just downgrade point guard position. You upgrade that three or four spot, or two or three spot, wherever Jaylen Brown plays. He's versatile. He can play a lot of different positions. But their biggest issue was not being able to make stops. They need to be a better defensive team. They need to have a better defensive mentality. Much of their issue was backcourts just blowing by them. I talked about it yesterday with Michael. Backcourts just blowing by them and throwing everything in your defensive set off schedule. If you can make those initial stops on the perimeter, being good, having good perimeter defenders, then you change a lot. This also was a team. Maybe as far as, you know, what they did well last year, we're saying that their shooting was the biggest issue. Micah, if I tell you that 39.6% three-point shooting led the league in the NBA, and it just happened to be the Nuggets, would you think that that is a major issue? That shooting is the reason you're not winning? Now, your shooting was abysmal against Minnesota. But then I'm told in the same breath, like, don't just look at the playoffs as the big picture. Look at the entire season. So I'm hearing that shooting was their issue. Yet they shot 39.6 from three, which was a league best.
Sounds like a lot of media outlets are kind of ESPNing it.
And Michael, if I say that 122.1 points per game led the league in the NBA and that belonged to the Nuggets, would you also then say, yeah, shooting was their issue. Scoring was their big issue. They need to get more shooters.
I feel like they must say some shocking things so people will pay attention to them.
I don't know. Defense is what you need. You don't rebuild the whole thing because you want to value those shooters. This was without Michael Porter Jr. last year, folks. And yes, if Cam Johnson goes and Jamal Murray goes, those are good scorers. Jaylen Brown scored more than both of them. Not combined, but he averaged more a game last year with Tatum out. When he got more focus, he's averaged 28 points per game. I think you guys are morphing and bending your narratives to just try to justify keeping Jamal Murray because you love the guy. And I was there, man. I gave it enough time. I kept saying this is going to be the year. And last year was the year, and then suddenly the playoffs were awful. But if you don't believe Jamal Murray is an inconsistent player, you're not watching the same games I'm watching. And Michael, you know me. I watch them all closely. And so I don't understand where this undying loyalty to Jamal is coming from. For Aaron Gordon, different story. When he's healthy, if he's not finding it offensively, he will bring it defensively. He will make up for it with rebounding and hard-nosed defense and physical defense. And I know the injury is a big deal, but I'm more willing to pull a J.K. Dobbins here, Mike, and just say, well, you hope he's going to work out. Because I know what it looks like when he is healthy. But maybe this is where, you know, for the Nuggets, I don't, you know, Peyton Watson would, I don't know if he'd start, what that would look like. Because you would have an interesting situation where you're probably not going to have Christian Brown or Jaylen Brown. We'd have a lot of Browns if they signed Bruce Brown, man. That'd be awesome. Be easy to remember. But you're not going to have one of those guys be the starting point guard. So you'd have Christian Brown at 2, Jaylen Brown at 3, and then Aaron Gordon at 4, Joker at 5, and Peyton Watson off the bench. Or Jaylen Brown at 2, Peyton Watson at 3, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, and then Christian Brown off the bench. Either way, there's a lot of money that would be a bench player.
How much of this, their shooting was bad, is more of a recency bias thing? Oh, it happened
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, therefore, that thing happened all season.
But you get like those same people that say, don't just take the playoffs into account because Jamal was bad. I get it, but don't just look at the playoffs. He had his best regular season. Well, then you can't take the shooting into account in the playoffs and say, well, they were just bad in the playoffs for some reason against Minnesota. Just look at the regular season. Well, they were the best. They were the best.
Well, if you're very inconsistent and you did terribly in the playoffs after having a really good season, maybe you should trade him away.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're scoring. Joker's a scoring machine. You're going to get points from him. Jaylen Brown averaged 28 points a game last year. He scores a lot, too. But in every offensive statistical category, they led. So don't be led astray. Keep it on the whole show. Eastside Chris texting in on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brady, how about starting lineup? Joker, Watson, Cam, Jay Brown, Derek White. So you're saying trade Aaron Gordon. I'm not saying I'm 100% opposed to that. I just need to think it. If Boston would do that, would they trade Jaylen Brown and Derek White to Denver for, instead of Cam Johnson, you go Jamal and Gordon? I would imagine those contracts sync up. That, I got to dig into that. Because what is Derek White making? Derek White is at 28, so next year he'll be at 30. Jaylen Brown's at 57. 30 and 57. Jamal's at 50, and Aaron Gordon's at 33. That gets close. That gets really close right there. Because Derek White makes $3 million less than Aaron Gordon next year. Jamal Murray makes $7 million less, so you find $4 million. It's possible. I haven't put it in the little trade thingy, but I'm guessing it's possible. Smitty texting in. Gordon's body may or may not be 100% going forward, but no one ever has to doubt his bring it mentality. Murray may or may not be healthy, but no one expects him to bring his A game 100% of the time. He's not always fully engaged. MMA, casino trip, throwing a towel, literally, and doesn't always show up in November in shape. Now, and this was kind of the outlier of that. One year, one offseason leading into this last regular season doesn't necessarily change the entire opinion. I like Jamal Murray, man. I root for Jamal Murray. But it's not working. constructing this team with your two best players being Jamal Murray and Joker, I don't think is working right now. The two-man game is still good, but when you figure it out, the Nuggets become an easier team to stop, yet they still led the league in offense. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. I'll wrap up hour number one. When we come back, also in the second hour, we got top stories of the day, some interesting stuff from the Supreme Court. Spencer Smith will join us from DNVR Rockies. Top story of the day, or clip of the day, is interesting as well. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we blew through that. I still want to hit some of this other stuff. I want your thoughts on this, you know, the Jamal stuff. It's tough. It's a tough decision. It'd be tough for the Kroenkes to make that move. Josh Kroenke's very close with this roster, with this organization. Top stories of the day coming up next. Also, Spencer Smith going to join us from DNVR Rockies. Apparently, he's a runner. He's a runner. He got to run a little bit at the game the other night. The whole show continues. Top stories coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.